Wei-Lin is a senior architect in Phison Electronics Corporation. He received the PhD degree in electronics engineering from National Chiao Tung University in Taiwan and joined Phison as consultant from 2012. He's in charge of NAND flash characterization, design of NAND flash architecture, and error handling for NAND flash controllers. And he has published several technical papers and has also filed for more than 100 patents related to non-volatile memory.
Okay, good morning everyone. My name is Wei-Lin from Phison Corporation. And today I'm going to share some recent job we have done with you guys about, in the end of this presentation, I will show some results with 3D NAND flash. Okay, then it's the outline of my presentation. So first of all, I will go through the reliability issue of 3D NAND flash. And then I will introduce the architecture of error handling. And then I will give some introduction to error correction technology and how we choose the error correction engine. And then I will give some comparison between each ECC engines. And then I will show some result on our latest SSD with 3D NAND flash memory. Okay, first of all, even though the 3D NAND flash can suppress the cell-to-cell interference, but there are some new coming reliability issues that we have to face, like a fast decrypting of programmed electron, and after the electron be programmed into the silicon nitride, and sometimes we have to wait it to redistribute it, and we have to treat it like by using a new program methodology or some handling method in the NAND flash controller. And of course, we have some layer dependency because of the fabrication process flow of 3D NAND flash is stacked up and aging down. So the cell characteristic at each layer will be a little bit different. And we have to cover it by something like signal processing or some other method in NAND flash controller. And then we have some a little bit different erase mechanism from 2D NAND flash. Something like you have to generate an electron hole pair if you didn't connect it to the substrate. I mean your bit line. And you have to control the voltage of select gate very carefully. And sometimes if the VT of the select gate be erased or and if there are some deviation, and will result the misoperation of erase operation. And then there are the different retention behavior from 2D NAND because we change the floating gate to silicon nitride. And then because of the coupling ratio is smaller than 2D, so the redisturb and program disturb will be much more severe. Okay, so after that, let me introduce the error handling technology, NAND flash controller. There are three main parts in the flash controller. The first one will be the signal processor, and the processor will, the main job is to reduce the error and translate the channel information input in the flash decoder, ECC decoder. And the second one will be the firmware part. And the firmware need to charge the channel information. It means the status of NAND flash from the DSP engine and the ECC engine. And the adaptively control the ECC engine and the NAND flash in the data structure. And the last one will be the ECC. And something we need from the ECC engine is just like the previous presentation that we need a low power, low cost, and the excellent correction capability. So those are the three main parts in NAND flash controller to deal with the error handling. And on today's my presentation, I will focus on the ECC part. Okay, this figure is the things we have to design when we want to have a new flash memory controller. The way we go to BCH debugger or we choose LDPC. But usually, everyone will hesitate to use LDPC because we were made like a blue monster can smoke, and the yellow monster with a gun, and the green monster with only one eye. But who are they? I think the first one called power consumption, and just like the problem we have to solve. And the second one will be the cost, because if we want to use the mean sum algorithm, we have to put a lot of SRAM inside our NAND flash controller, and we have to activate it at the same time. So the power consumption is quite high, and the cost also. And the third one will be HRE. HRE is a kind of error called hard error, and maybe resulted by the bus error or some misoperation of NAND flash. But sometimes, if we want to choose the BCH, there are something like that. Some rock up there, and the rock is just like if the error distribution exceeds the correction capability of BCH, that in the past we have to choose LDPC. But now we provide another way on the ECC engine. We call it strong ECC. It's a totally different algorithm from BCH and the LDPC. And I will introduce the feature of LDPC itself. But the question is, do you want to give up LDPC? And how to solve those three different monsters? If we can have a new design of them, we can also kill some of them, but not all. Maybe we can think about a question. What kind of things resulted a huge power consumption and cost? It's a mean sum algorithm, right? So if you can eliminate it, you can save the power and reduce the cost. So maybe new design can kill this too. But one thing I'm still thinking about how to solve it. The only one remaining will be the hard error. It's a very hard topic for the LDPC design. Okay, so let's have some comparison on the ECC engines. This one will be the thing that everyone noted, like a comparison between the LDPC and the BCH. And the BCH is the algebra code, and it can guarantee how many bits you can solve. And the correction capability is just like the equation I list up. But there is some point we'd like to use LDPC, and this one will be the only point. Is LDPC can support the soft decoding very easily, and there are something like maybe we can get here. LDPC have much higher decoding complexity, much higher power consumption, and higher cost. So we provide another way on the ECC engine design. There are two ECC engines I'd like to introduce. The first one is LDPC, just like I said. This SECC. And the SECC is also the probability-based code, and cannot guarantee how many bits we can solve like LDPC, but we can support the decoding, sub-decoding very easily. And the correction capability is 1.3 times than BCH under the same code rate. And the, correction capability of Sorbet is 1.7 times than BCH. And the decoding complexity is very low, power consumption is lower than BCH, and the cost is similar to BCH. I will show the exact number later. And another one is we call it 4K LDPC Lite. And it's a kind of LDPC, but we reduce the power and reduce the cost. I will show the exact number. So this one is a roadmap of our ECC technology. The technology I mentioned about is we call it strong ECC. It's a similar gate count as BCH and a much better correction capability than BCH. And we can support the soft decoding. And also we can support 2D, 3D, MLC, TLC, and QLC. And another one is a 4K LDPC Lite. Slightly large, more gate count than the 2K BCH, but much better correction capability if we use the sub-decoding. And also, we can support 2D and 3D, MLC, TLC, and QLC. And those two ECC engines mainly apply for SD, EMNC, UFS, and SSD. And all of them are designed down and in the MP. So, the first one is I would like to say something about more detail. ECC engines. The first one will be the 4K LDPC Lite. This one we call it S11. It's a SATA controller, and this one is a hardware architecture of the LDPC Lite ECC engine, and we have DSP inside, and another processor, and some novel decoder, and different from the traditional LDPC. And only to the novel algorithm, we can see the power consumption is much lower than BCH. And another ECC engine I'd like to introduce is strong ECC. The strong ECC, as I say, there are 1.3 times correction capability in hard decoding compared with BCH, and 1.7 times than BCH. And we also use it in our SSD controller, and this one is a PCIe controller. We call it 5008. And the power consumption of this decoder compared with BCH also very low. And this one is a hardware architecture, also including the DSP and the novel decoder to deal with the decoding. And this one is the correction capability of strong ECC. This one is the measurement data with the real name. And on the hard bit, 30% improved, and the soft bit, 70% improved compared with BCH. And also, the power consumption is very low. And next, I will show some experimental results with 3D NAND flash and our latest SSD controller. This one is the error increase trend with the P cycle, and the curve showed it as a maximum error bit. And the yellow part is yellow part shows the correctable part by BCH and the heartbeat of LDPC light. And if we use the strong ECC, the endurance can be 2 times improved by heartbeat decoding and DSP engine. And if we use the soft decoding of strong ECC and the LDPC light, we can achieve 3 times extent on the endurance. Okay, so the last one will be the conclusion. The power consumption of LDPC light and the strong ECC engine is smaller than 1/3 compared with conventional BCH. And the novel design of decoding algorithm, the cost of LDPC can be reduced effectively. And the endurance of 3D NAND flash can be 3 times improved by strong ECC and LDPC light with DSP engine. And if you have further questions, we have good. And you can meet our colleagues up there, and they will answer all the questions you have. That's all my presentation. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Wei. So we have time for questions. Can you maybe comment more on the substitution decoding capability of this strong system?
Okay. There is something I'd like to comment is that usually if we use the LDPC, we will make some problem about the high reliability error because of if there is a high error and we input the wrong channel information into the ECC decoder, and the correction capability will be reduced. But in the strong ECC, we don't have to input the LLR table, like a channel probability. We just input the channel information like a, just retry, and the strong ECC can collect the channel information during the retry. So there is no impact, almost no impact with the HRE high error, with the spatial point.
And another question, how about the behavior at very low error rate, you know, from LDPC code, so it can have an error for
in our product we will have some outer code to protect it, so the error behavior will be similar to the LDPC. Cannot see it by the LDPC FPGA simulation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I see one more question.
Do you have information regarding the throughput by applying this different algorithm?
Yeah, but because we designed it for SSD, so it can achieve the maximum of like SATA throughput and the PCIe throughput. So it the thing I'd like to say is if you want to have a higher throughput, we will put more decoding engines to achieve the limitation of SATA interface.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm just saying compared to the traditional UCH, the strong ECC, is there any throughput to the trade-off? I know you can have all kind of design to speed up the throughput, but just saying the same design, everything the same, finding different algorithms, what the throughput impact.
Okay, something like that. I have to say the strong ECC have some error location dependency of the throughput. It's a very special behavior in this kind of decoder.
Let's think about the thank you again for your presentation, and this wraps up the session. Thank you for attending this flash controller session. Thank you.